Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I am your host, Trey Edwards, aka Black Trey. As always, joined by Big Jerv, Juju Gotti, and Jay Skills. We got a fun episode today. We're going to talk about a little DJ Envy, Is he in jail? Is he not? Is he working for Breakfast Club? Is he not? We got Talcum X. He has returned. He is still scamming. We have how to celebrate Halloween like a real nigga. The panel gives their predictions for the NBA, and then we're going to catch up with fantasy football. For all our listeners, patreon.com/BOMM, subscribe. Do not bootleg our shit. Support the product. Support the homies. Let's get everybody paid. Let's start the show. Moving on to NBA. Did y'all see Wemby play against the Warriors?
Yeah. Wemby does Oakland.
what Juju, what was your first thoughts of that preseason game?
Holy moly. we've made a mistake because seeing him out there with, it's one thing seeing him out there against, like, you know, in summer league and seeing him against the players against the world and shit like that. But for him to be out there with Steph and the squad, Paul Pierce, oh, it's like, bro, seeing him next to them folks is so just jarring and it's so like eye opening. Like, wow, bro, if bro get his, I mean, he already got his skills together. If bro keep improving, get his body right, pause, like get in the weight room, bro, I don't see nothing but a bright future for that boy. Cause how can you not? Unless barring injury, of course.
Right.
He did.
Yeah.
Jason, what'd you think?
Yeah, I thought pretty much the same. Like, I, you know, you see the clips here and there. And it's kind of like even seeing a nigga in college, right? You like, okay, like that's cool, but like that, them ain't the niggas though.
Yeah.
And you see,
everybody always want to see somebody line up with them niggas, man, just to make sure. They call it the temperature check.
Exactly. Right. And so it's like, yeah, when he was doing that against, nigga posted the clip, like he did all this in 90 seconds. The nigga blocked the nigga shit, rearranged the nigga shot. Nigga threw a sick pass, nigga yammed on a nigga from 5 feet away. Like, nigga was doing all kinds. Nigga did a step back, like, all in a one little series before right. Niggas even called timeout. I was like, oh, wow. Yeah, this nigga gonna be a problem. And then it was funny when they talked to Pop after, because, you know, it's like he has Steve Kerr as his player. So, you know, they boys. And then Steve Kerr done had Steph Curry, you know, his own little, like, unicorn for this time, like, running shit. And everybody was asking, like, Pop, oh, is Becky Hammon going to take Pop's job once he retires? And, like, all this. Like, they was putting my boy Pop out the pasture. Pop was probably looking back like, what? I'm tanking to get this nigga. Y'all sick.
Well,
like,
they made a quote talking about Steve Kerr said Pop seems to be more rejuvenated. And he
right,
was like,
exactly. Because he
he's, like, he's like, Steve's an asshole. He said that? Oh, I'm going to tell him some shit after the game. And I was like, oh, shit.
Right,
yo,
Pop, be down if you let Becky Hammon come in that motherfucker now.
Hey, I got a chance to interview Pop, like, I want to say when I was covering Phoenix in 2019, and I ain't that's the one person that I really was shook. Everybody be normally scared to interview Russ Westbrook and all that other stuff. That's cool, I could do the player stuff, but Pop, you only get one question. This nigga made my question feel like the dumbest question I ever asked a nigga.
And I don't nigga like said, that. Off bat.
I said, Coach Popovich, your team is rejuvenated. This one he had DeMar, right? So I'm like, you know, you've been playing DeMar DeRozan at the four, blah, blah, blah. This nigga said, let's not talk about basketball. Let's talk about what's going on in the world.
Was that, but was he answering your question though? Could you use that as your answer?
No, nigga, he.
You know what I'm saying? Pop, get the fuck out of here, Pop. Like, hey, bro.
He wasted my time, but it was like I asked him a stupid question when it was literally about the game, bro. Like, I was just like, yo, you've been using DeMar DeRozan at the power forward position lately. Like, what made you do that? And this nigga was
bro,
like,
Greg Popovich.
Talking about basketball right now.
Bill Belichick, Greg Popovich, all them coaches that take y'allself so serious, man. Remember, you coach a game, man. You coaching folks shooting a ball into a basket. Don't be coming in your goddamn interview intimidating your brother and sister trying to be get themselves together on the media tip, man. Be helpful. Help folks ask the right questions. I see if it's Izzy Gutierrez on the sideline when you're in the game. Fuck mm-hmm. them niggas coming with these questions. I get it. But before and after games, bro, y'all be so goddamn holier than now, like y'all curing cancer. Y'all boys is not doing brain surgery or nothing. You telling Matt Jones, sorry ass, to throw the ball. So whenever I'm asking you a question after the game, I graduated for this. I went to school for this bit, bro. I got a question for you, bit, bro. And if you don't like my question, be nice about it. You don't got to be rude. It was just because of what you coach boys who know how to throw a ball. Fuck out of here. Salute the pop, but fuck out of here with that bullshit. My nigga, that shit is played out, bro. We live in a different type of society now. We need love. Spread it.
Yep.
You know what's crazy?
Add to that list too.
Hey, you know what? You know what's crazy?
Whoa.
Don't talk about Jer's granddad.
Leave my goat out of here, dog.
That's just Jer's granddad.
And that nigga was trying to sun other kids from different schools and shit. That nigga was the worst, bro. He's like the worst violator. All that shit Juju talking about. Like,
hey, you bro, swear that nigga to... Jerd played yeah. for Duke, bro.
And it's because that nigga was in the army. No,
it's just I'm a real fan of squads, bro. Like, I ride or die with my team, dog. Like,
nah,
I mean,
that nigga act like basketball was like defending the country. Like, it was the most important shit ever. Like,
he did defend the country, bro. What are you talking about? When we were down with basketball, who did they call to lead the troops into the army? Who did they call?
Look at this nigga. He pissing me off. You pissing me off right now, John Gervais. Get out! You talk up. About that white. You talk. You too passionate about that white man. Chill
seriously,
out.
Seriously, bro. Like, get off his old ass nuts, my nigga. Like,
hey,
get the fuck out of here. That's what we
I mean.
Doing?
You know. Okay. You know. Hey, oh. I mean. You know. You know. Jay Z and Coach K.
Let's go.
Jerv's talking about his beloved Coach K right now.
All right, that makes sense. I was like, "What, your beloved?
Oh,
white
no,
man? What in the Uncle Ruckus?" You darkies wouldn't understand a thing about basketball if it weren't for the great white savior, Coach K.
That's exactly what he sounded like.
That's what he. That's all he said.
Forgive me. Exactly forgive me. When niggas quarterbacks is hot and they win 13 games in a row, niggas is damn near fucking making that white. So we want to go to the white man shit. Making that white man out to seem like he's better than all, like what, like you know what I'm saying? Like, where are we going with this, fellas? Like,
hey,
I'm a Duke
fan. I've never got excited about Jared Goff or Matthew Stafford. I can't lie to
I'm
you, buddy.
To you, bro. I'm talking to my man that probably loves Brock Purdy. Got him on his wall or something. Like, damn.
Got him on what? Timeout.
Yes. Yeah,
who got Brock Purdy on their wall, bro? Jason, you got.
I don't
Brock
know.
Purdy
my man told me get on Coach K nuts because I said,
"Who's
I,
that? Who's
like
that? Who's that? Who's that? Who's that? Just tell me who that is."
See, it's dark back there.
Who is nigga? You know, you could tell by the silhouette. Nigga. Piece.
You know that saying? Bobo back there, man. We see Bobo on your wall.
That was fucking Michael Jordan, my nigga. For one, I'm hardly even a fan of niggas that are younger than me. Now that I'm older, like. Wow. It's tough. Like, I can appreciate what niggas do, but I'm not wearing a nigga jersey. I'm saying a fan. Like, I can
know you was an ageist.
Y'all gotta enjoy life, yo. Like, it's okay to be a fan of a team. Like, it's not.
Yo,
it's not
I like my team, world. My nigga, but like, I'm not even wearing a Brock Purdy jersey, bro. I'm just saying, like, I'm not that kind of guy. Like, that's just not who I am.
Hey,
so let alone a Kyle Shanahan jersey. Like, you would never catch me in one, bro. Like,
I mean, it don't make no sense to wear their jerseys because you know how it's going to end.
Damn.
Hey, speaking of teams, man, I gotta throw this in there real quick, man. USC, we sorry.
I'm about to say, y'all ain't talking about that shit.
We sorry, man. Nah, because we got heated in fantasy football, man. We got a little heated, but, man, I just got to make this, you know, because Jason thought I was leaving it out.
You were.
We
you
just,
had a whole rundown of 30 things and you left it off.
I was going to chime in and make it quick because, again, it ain't that we already know. Y'all already told me that we wasn't shit. I gotta admit, y'all was right. We lost to Utah. I can't believe it. At first, the Notre Dame joint hurt me as much as that. But then I got my young nigga. And again, Juju, please chime in on this if I'm wilding. My quarterback done come off two bad performances. Two, not one, but two. And this nigga asking, before he get drafted, can he get equity in a team? Is he wilding?
Is he wilding? He need to get the hell up out of here with that. He need to wake up. Well, Lawrence Fishburne said the one movie at the end, wake up, brother. Wake up, man. You're trash at this. Like, you're not, I mean, you ain't trash. Let me put some respect on your name. You fire as a quarterback. But so is Lamar Jackson. So is Joe Burrow. So is everybody else who came through. You asking for equity, that's big. Salute to you for doing it. I don't put down play you for asking for it. You got balls. But brother, if you get it, you will be one of my heroes. I'll just say that. If you actually get it. And that's, I'm gonna keep respect on them. I ain't gonna do them like that.
Am I the only motherfucker who saw season 4 of Ballers? Like, yes. This shit is the same.
Yes, you actually were. I think the stats come back. And,
I watched that shit, bro.
I think last time there was with Dipping Pits.
The quarterback was for SC, and he said, "We gonna get you a cut of the Pac-12 network." I was like, "Nigga, what planet are you on, man?" A cut of the Pac-12 network? What are you high? Like, right. Yo, man, I'm gonna tell you like this. First of all, if I'm not mistaken, there's rules in the CBA that prohibit an active player from owning part of the team. They just start right there. Because if you own part of, let's say you got drafted by the Bears, and you own part of the Bears as a result, and then a year in, the Bears are like much like Jason's Niners, like, actually, on second thought, Mr. Irrelevant is better than you. I'm trading you to the Cowboys. What happens to your ownership? You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
So it just doesn't make sense from that perspective. But also, how about you like go undefeated and then start talking that shit at the end? Maybe, say that for your Heisman speech or whatever. You can't be in the middle of a mediocre ass season and be talking like that. And that's why I'm like, the Pops is, I feel like the Pops, he's a little LaVar Ballish. Just a little, he's been saying things here and there. I heard what he said, like, yo, if we don't like it, we'll go back in the draft and do this NIL over again. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, okay, I get it, you know, but ain't no NIL deal for 1 year that's going to outdo a top 5 NFL rookie contract. Not only that, every year you spend in college, even if you are making that money, that's, you're basically putting off your ability to get to that second NFL contract. Yeah. So you're basically just making, like, you're keeping the money away from you longer. For women's college basketball, it makes a lot more sense because they don't get paid shit. So, yeah, hell yeah, I'm going to stay in school and make more money. But for NFL or NBA player, like, unless you thought you was going to be trash in terms of your earning potential in the league, it makes no sense to be waiting like that. But anyway, I could understand that shit. But once you start talking about, oh, I want ownership, nigga, have you seen your team? Have you seen what you've been doing? Like, ain't nobody impressed with you like that. Like Juju said, I'm not trying to disrespect, but come on, man. Like, there are certain prerequisites you got to be hitting before you start talking about ownership.
Right. Yeah.
You got to have the last name Manning to ask for that shit.
Hey, dog, speaking of NIL, bro, the funniest shit. I did a panel for Roc Nation on Friday. And Rod Strickland was on the panel with us because he's the head coach at Long Island University, Brooklyn. And he said, dog, I still don't understand this NIL shit, right? He said, I got players coming to me like, brother, you play for LIU Brooklyn. You're not getting the Kentucky money, bro. I don't know where, you know what I'm saying? And they sitting out. They telling nigga like, nah, I ain't going to go to school, bro. Like, I got a bigger offer. Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Like, could you imagine coming out of high school right now? You barely got a couple offers, and you telling niggas like, "Ah, oh, man, I need like 30 racks."
Watch too much TV, bro. It's too social media gonna ruin the world. It's TV gonna ruin the world. They see Mikey Williams. They see all these folks online. Think they him, bro. This shit is as inclusive as it makes it. This social media thing, it's ruining some minds, and they're gonna get left behind with that mentality.
He also explained like how difficult it was ballers. That like in the coaching in the locker room, right? Like when niggas is handing out their checks, it's like it's hard to be a leader. You telling a nigga get back on defense, he making a million,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Like nigga, like I make more than you, bitch ass nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? He looking like
niggas. You gotta have a better mentality.
I'm trying to help you.
Like niggas grew up wrong. I feel like a lot of niggas grew up wrong because it shouldn't matter how much money we make these days. I feel like the respect supposed to just be there regardless. But I got so much respect for y'all boys. I barely even met y'all, man. But just because y'all include me into this brotherhood and we do this, we come as one and do this shit, bro. This shit so fire, bro. Like. Y'all can be the brokest niggas on the planet, bro. Y'all got my full utmost respect. You feel me?
Appreciate you.
Look at this nigga. Who you call a broke ass nigga, man?
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodles is like,
ah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with the plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Hey, man. I got this stack of ones right here. Yeah. Right, I can't hear what this nigga talking about, bro.
I didn't put a capital B on the broke. I said
that broke had emphasis on it, man.
Right. Oh, it cost to live in LA, man. You know what I'm saying? This shit ain't cheap.
God damn.
But real talk. I said this shit today. People don't want to say it, but like players aren't right about everything.
Right.
Like this thing that they write about everything and whatever they say, we got to go with it. Like, they're not right about everything. And at the end of the day, if you're a coach and you got a player who's acting up and say, well, I make more money than you. It's like, yeah, nigga, but I have a very important trump card over you. I decide who plays. So sit right. Your ass down. Count your money over there. We're going to do this shit without you. But like the idea that like, I can't tell anybody what we're trying to do or what we're supposed to do because, oh man, players know better. Like, no, they don't, man. No, right. They don't. Sometimes it ain't like that.
I mean, James Harden is a perfect example.
Exactly.
That nigga. Where do y'all think he's gonna end up?
LA.
Clippers?
LA Fitness. LA Fitness.
Yeah. I saw lineup and man is in the starting lineup. I said, look at y'all out here about to get this man some buckets to to tease us more to be like, y'all can have him for this. This is about to be terrible. I should have listened to you. I should have listened to you and me back in fucking whatever year that was, like 2012 or whatever the fuck you, wherever, whatever it was, 13, when you told me I know how this shit about to end. This shit don't work. Look at this shit. This shit's just a fucking shit show.
Can we bossa nova?
Oh, I love a good bossa nova when we about
go.
Let's go.
So I said, nigga, you cannot.
Respectfully, that is some dumbass shit.
And we're back because people think they smarter than what they are. And yeah, that just it's just not a bright idea, but he got a first time agent. So they trying to navigate the space in like the territory they've never been. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like a veteran agent probably would be like, hey, bro, this ain't good. Or this ain't it.
I guess someone who's been around the block, man, like, I've never been an agent. I know better. Like, it ain't hard. Like, some of this stuff ain't hard, ladies and gentlemen. Like, it ain't hard. Like, there's some things that if you tell the truth about it, it like people just go like, oh, and then they leave you alone as opposed to creating a mystery. Like, I don't understand sometimes the thought process. Like, it's almost like they feel like, oh, you know what? I'm going to keep it a secret, and then I'm going to let people speculate, and then they're going to find out that they were wrong, and I'm going to be vindicated. Like, no, you won't, nigga. Like, they won't remember. They'll have moved on by then, by the time you forgot you're wrong.
But is he doing this in some way to facilitate the trade? That's the only logical thing.
No, I think he just doesn't want to play an actual game for them. And it's like, Philly is almost close enough to a point where they're just like, don't come back until we figure it out. But I just don't think that's the best either, because they're losing a potential person that can actually help them. You know what I'm saying? Like, not saying them star for star trades are over. So now you just like, how do we get key reserves and future equity in this situation? And there's no good deals for them. So I respect them not trying to just give him what he want in that situation. But I'm also like on the player side of like, nigga, let me go. You know what I mean?
But why, you know what I mean? Like, but this is what my question. Why do niggas have to be on that side? Because that's just, nigga, you signed a contract, right? Like, when do we start honoring contracts again? Is that just done? Do niggas just, that's just not a thing? Like, you wanted to get off that team. You said you was happy here. You feel me? Like, why do niggas always get to do this? And it's never wrong. Like, whenever a nigga wants, I mean, Kyrie is the most famous for it, but James Harden is probably the second most. Like, niggas just get to say, like, yeah, it was a year. It's time for me to go. Like, I want to try this somewhere else and just hang out with some other niggas.
Well, to be fair, he's only been traded once in his career.
What? Harden. What are you talking about?
Twice.
I mean, twice.
Technically three times.
Okay.
But,
three times. He got traded signed, out of OKC. He got signed by the Rockets. Then he got traded.
No, he didn't.
He got traded to the Rockets.
OKC. Okay.
And then the first trade he's ever asked out of was Houston. Okay. And then he ended up there. And then, you know, he got traded in the Brooklyn thing because he didn't sign the max. But it's just, again, I don't know what his plan is. I don't know what he has to offer at 34, 35. He's still one of the top 30 players in the league.
You know what he got to offer. Don't act like you don't know, nigga. You know.
No. I mean, from what I've been told, he's slated to have an MVP year. But I'm like, don't lie.
You watch basketball, Trey. You know exactly what's in his tank, my nigga. Like,
The upsell, the upsell by TP has, if you get my client, he is going to be an MVP. So, Jerv, the first that you're making, I'm making the same face, even though
he's
the
top 30 player.
That's what I'm saying. Why are you are you his agent? What's going on?
I'm not his agent, but I'm just telling you. I do believe he's a top 30 player in the league, but at the end of the day, I don't know. I can't really say, oh, I was wrong, and he just come out balling. I don't even think he's going to even be playing.
The James Harden recipe, he can come out ball, bro. He will. He might play off few first few games. He we know middle of the season he's going to be balling, putting up numbers. He's going to be averaging 19-9. And in the playoffs, he might have one or two good series. And he disappears in game six or game seven. Come on, bro. We know this James Harden script. We've watched the movie 10 times already.
My nigga, let me tell you, we know the ending.
Yeah, like it ends the same every time, bro. Like the movie script doesn't change. So that's why niggas don't fuck with him, because he's a great player, but niggas say he quits on the team in the most crucial moments.
Either that or
he doesn't got it, right? It's one of the two. So whichever it is, the result is the same.
If the nigga would have just played one quarter, all he had to do was well, one more quarter in game six
was crazy.
Game seven,
bro,
doesn't happen, and then you can get gassed. Everyone's gassed, right? We're like, oh shit, we fall for it. Banana and tailpipe. Let's give him the money. I would have fell for it, my nigga. You would have, sad as it sounds, you would have accomplished what we needed to accomplish. We just needed to see the ball go in the rim to think, oh shit, we can actually like beat these motherfuckers.
Yep, and that's the whole shit of everything. Is if James Harden would have showed up for one quarter in game six, nobody would even be batting an eye at all the shit that he wants or whatever. He would have got the money. He probably would have went to the team he wanted to go to. Everybody would have been happy until the
According to him, he wanted to be a lifelong Sixer, so I don't know.
Come on, man.
What he tell the John in the store? That's cap.
That's cap, right? For Amin, for Jason Madison, for Big Jer, for Juju, this has been an episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Catch y'all next time.